Welcome to a very special political corner and DJBC after hours on WCRSFM.org and DJBCAdventures.tumblr.com. This is, well, a very tough one to do. It's been less than a week since the tragedy of the shooting of Tyree King, a 13-year-old boy who was gunned down in an alley off of 18th Street in Old Town East, just not even a full block from the WCRS-FM studios here in Old Town East. And our thoughts go out to the family of this young child who was gunned down by a officer of the Columbus Police Department, Columbus Department Division of Police. As details have unfolded in these 5 days since the shooting, there's been a lot of anger in the community. There have been a lot of protests. In fact, this afternoon, as we tape this on Monday night, there was a protest outside of City Hall, downtown Columbus, as protesters were angry of the city's reaction to the shooting of this young boy. 100 people rallied along the front steps of City Hall wanting answers and change in their communities. And you have these organizations that are concerned about the police shootings that happened. This is not the first one that's happened this summer in this city. And in fact, this summer is going to end the way it began. In June, just 3 months ago, there was a shooting of a young black man, Henry Green, who is 23 years old, in South Linden, shot 7 times by 2 Columbus police officers. People are still angry about that shooting, but this is just worse. I mean, and you have Sunday services in the community. You had clergymen preaching about the tragedy and about change. And on Friday, just less than a half block from the shooting site, faith leaders met to discuss the steps that need to be taken for healing in the community in the wake of this tragedy. And earlier today, the family of the young boy, the attorneys of the family, their forensic report was released, and it was indicated that King was shot 3 times while running away from police, again, in the alley after reports of an armed robbery in the vicinity last Wednesday. And this is tough to process. I'm a member of this community here, and it's just, here we go. This is hit home. And the last, 4-5 years, you've seen story after story after story after story in the evening news, and you think, it can't happen to you. It can't happen in our community. Well, last Wednesday night, September 14th, 2016, at 7:45 p.m., it happened in our community. What does it take for us to listen? What will it take to prevent another tragedy like this? What will it take so that another young African-American boy or young African-American man does not have to die at the hands of a police officer? I've said it before. I may have said it before on the show. But we have to respect authority. I don't care if you hate the police. I don't care if you are pro-Trump. You have to respect authority. If you don't, things like this, things like Tamir Rice, things like what happened in Baton Rouge, I mean, this isn't the first time I've said this before this summer, and this isn't the first time I said this before last year. I hope this is the last time, but I know it's not going to be the last time. If we don't start treating each other with respect and dignity, this cycle is going to continue. We just have to respect the law enforcement and do whatever they tell us to do. If they say put your hands up, you just have to comply. Comply. And I've said it before that this whole Black Lives Matter thing is very concerning and has been concerning for quite some time now. But we can't escape the fact that this tragedy, this unfortunate tragedy, happened in this station's neighborhood. And what can be done? What needs to be done to prevent something like this from happening again? You have the grassroots groups who are blaming the police, blaming Mayor Ginther, blaming Police Chief Jacobs for their quote-unquote lack of remorse and lack of concern for those involved. And then you have concerned people in the Black community and in the urban community who are saying not enough's been done. Steps need to be taken. And then you have concerned residents who are like, have questions as well. What can we do as a community to heal? What can we do to heal? You have families hurt that are hurting here. You have the family of the young boy who was killed. But then you have the family of the officer who shot the young boy. That's a different story, which we're not going to touch that one with a 40-foot pole. And the community as a family, the whole extended community, what do we do? Where do we go from here? Columbus's our local CBS affiliate, WBNS 10 TV, they did a story about the two Columbuses, a tale of two Columbuses in the wake of this tragedy. You have the bright side of Columbus, which is like all the success stories, and then you have the dark side with all the crime and stuff like this, tragedies like this, and this is the dark side of our side of Columbus that we've seen this summer with this tragedy and the one of Henry Green and Lyndon. In contrast to Columbus being the greatest city in the world, great city to live, but your zip code, the zip code where you live, determines what kind of life you have. If you grew up in 43203, you're not going to have a good life if you grew up in 43221, or 43209, or 43214, or 43065, or 43082. You're just not. The world is not like those 50 sitcoms where the kids all knew their parents and called them sir and ma'am and were eager to help. It's not like Ozzie and Harriet. It's not like Leave it to Beaver at all, folks. It hasn't been for quite some time. And even in that era, it wasn't even like that at all. Never was, never is, never will be. And we have parents who are working 2-3 jobs just to put food on the table and pay them just to keep the lights on in the house. These kids are raising themselves. What do we do? What can be done? I mean, this is very concerning to us, and not enough attention has been paid to this situation. What can we do to make our lives better in our community? And this tragedy right here, I'm just left us all speechless, and the fact that it happened just a stone throw away from where we broadcast and where I do the DJBC Happy Hour every week, it doesn't hit us until it happens to us, as I mentioned just earlier, and it's happened. That's all I'm going to say on that. This is the end of this political corner / DJBC After Hours joint podcast on djbcadventures.tumblr.com and wcrsfm.org.